Chad and Jill in the morning. It's Orlando's new hit music, 101.9 Amp Radio. Chad's out for the holiday week, but I got Little Boss here with me, and I got Intern Rico. Do we still call you Intern Rico, by the way? I mean, you're not technically an intern anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm still in the progress of
getting a job,
maturing and whatnot, so I don't mind still being an intern.
Well, I'm getting excited because after Thursday, which is, of course, the big holiday, Black Friday happens, mm-hmm. and you have two types of people. You have the people that think Black Friday shopping is amazing,
yeah.
and then you have the people like myself that think people are crazy to go out
There's
at midnight.
There's too many people.
I can't. It gives me, my blood pressure just went up. You can't hear it, but already just talking about it, it gives me anxiety.
I already have anxiety going to the mall, and there's so many people that, I hate the people that just like stand in the middle.
It should be treated as if it were a street. If you're going this way, you stand to the right. If you're going this way, you stand to the left.
And then if you want to turn, you should
put your
right
arm out. And when people don't follow the rules I think they should follow, it puts me in a bad mood. And I don't want to be in a bad mood. I want to be in a happy holiday mood.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are some great deals. There's mm-hmm. something to be said. Those people that go out on Black Friday score some great stuff.
I need to get a laptop, so maybe I might go.
Here's the deals locally in Orlando if you're going to go shopping on Black Friday. And there's some that you even don't even have to wait for Black Friday for. And these are pretty cool experiences, I like to call them, from Visit Orlando. Okay, you ready? Gatorland. So starting at midnight on the 23rd, you can, and it goes all the way through midnight on Black Friday, they're going to have special discounted rates for adults, seniors, and children. The Great Island Orlando has a promo code you can use to get discounts. We're going to put that up online too. Kennedy Space Center, including admission and transportation. They've got some discounts going on. Coco Key Hotel and Water Resort in Orlando. The Caribe Royale. The Clarion Inn Lake Buena Vista. The Rosen. They all have huge discounts. Nice. Disney Springs does too on shopping, dining, and entertainment. They're going to have special offers from select retailers this year. And they're going to release all those on their website as well.
Yes.
They say that Black Friday shopping you should use only for like a electronics, video games.
That's what I've heard too. Is that accurate?
I don't know. I don't go Black Friday shopping. Amanda, the traffic diva, just came in here. Do you Black Friday shop?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really? Do you get up at 4 in the morning and go?
Sometimes I don't even go to bed. Sometimes we go to the mall at like 1. The only time I've actually ever successfully done Black Friday was to get a laptop.
I always go online because Elliot's birthday is like a couple of days before Christmas. So I do everything online, birthday present, Christmas presents. Because I usually have to bring him with me. And I don't know if you know, but it's kind of hard to shop with a 6-year-old because he takes off. He's on the run. If he sees something and then I get distracted and then I forget why I'm there.
Aww.
So I have to do everything online. Do you go Black Friday shopping, Ricky?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely getting a new MacBook because your boy needs to...
Yeah, your computer sucks. Little boss. Put the ass Santa for a laptop.
No, same.
Elliot, for his birthday, we're getting him a bigger TV because he has this teeny tiny little TV in his room.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, so we're going to surprise him because he'll be at school on his birthday.
TVs,
so
like, really good prices.
Yeah. Well, and then I'll be broke and I'll have to make him a gift for Christmas. Here's a sock puppet. Mommy loves you.